Hello.
Hi, this is Michaela from customer support, returning your call.
Okay, well, I'm actually outside walking, but somehow, I don't know how I did it, but I got on some list where you guys keep charging my credit card, and I need to stop it.
Okay, I could take a look into that for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
32931.
And what's your first and last name?
First name is Pamela. Last name is Kicklighter, Kickligheter.
Okay, one second. Okay, and again, that zip code was 32931, and the first name was Pamela, Pamela.
Yes. And actually, I have two zip codes because I live in two different places. So I might have done it when I was at 28684.
Okay, let me try that. Okay, so there's no Pamela coming up for either of those zip codes. Could you just last name for me again?
It's Kickligheter.
Okay. Okay, so nothing's coming up for that. I do just want to inform that typically when we're unable to locate an account in a customer's name, it either means that typically it may be fraud, as in someone else may have stole your card information, placed an order, and they didn't realize that it was a recurring membership and then cancel it. Or it may be that sometimes it's that someone else, is there anyone else in your household who may use your card or anything like that?
No, I got something, a survey from Dick's Sporting Goods. Okay, and it said, okay, well, if you do this survey, then you can sign up to win something, and I did that. And then I got a $7.95 charge for shipping and handling to my account. And then today I got a $54.95 charge to my account.
And that when you put the information in, you use that zip code and that name.
Yes.
Okay. What would be the email you may have put in?
All right, it's Pam and Warren at gmail.com.
So
That's
that was okay.
PamAndWarren at Gmail.
Okay. Okay, nothing's coming up with that either. I know you said that you're walking. Do you by chance have the first six and last four of the card that was charged?
No, I don't have it with me.
Okay, so nothing's coming up with that information. So if you would like, you can give us a call back with the first six and last four, because that would be the last thing that we can do to try to locate the account. Or another thing that we would suggest is try to look at the number again that's on your statement or the customer service number, because sometimes it may be a different customer service that's associated with that account, because it appears that we don't have an account in our system.
Well, let me find. All right, the first thing that came up, I have an order confirmation number, and this is from, it was supposedly from a Dick's Sporting Goods. And then when I got it, the email comes from tryperfectshopdiscount.com. And then today, when I went in and I saw the additional charge to my credit card, it had this phone number. I have an order number.
Okay. Yes. Could you give me that number?
Yeah. It's 6811-32342.
That was 6811-32342. Okay. 1 second.
It was actually under Pam, not Pamela. So that may be I'm just looking at that email now.
Okay. Okay. I'm so sorry, but no, ma'am, it's nothing coming up in our system. So, you could give ma'am.
Let me ask you a question. What company are you representing?
So, we're a third-party call center. We represent over 400 companies and products. The company that you mentioned does not sound familiar, but like I said, we do represent over 400, so I wouldn't be 100% sure, and which is why I say maybe it's a different number, because due to the fact that we're a third party, it could be associated with a different customer service line.
Well, when I look at my charge on my bank account, it is showing me, it says Primary Music is the merchant name, and I've got a merchant number. Does that help any?
No, ma'am, it wouldn't help. So yeah, two things you can do is you can either call us back once you're able to provide the first six or last four, or you can contact your bank and let them know that we were unable to find the charge. I mean, unable to find your account. And then they may be able to assist.
Well, they're going to go out and do a fraud on them. So that would be fine with me.
Yes, ma'am.
So there's no other way in-
The last way we would try is the first six and last four. If we can't locate it, then we just tell customers that we can't find your account. And typically that means it's fraud. So we would tell you to contact your banking institution or verify the number that you called us on.
Well, I didn't call anybody on a number. I did it online, unfortunately.
I'm sorry. The number that you saw in your statement.
Okay, yeah, this number is coming from merchant information on the charge on my bank account.
So if you contact your bank, they'll do the same thing. They'll call us. They'll ver everything you just did. We'll do the same thing with them. If we tell them we can't find an account, then they go through with the dispute.
Okay. All right, I will do that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for contacting us. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you.